American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh. The Justice Department is pushing back against former President Donald Trump's request to release the affidavit used to ransack his estate in Florida. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says the affidavit would make the basis for the warrant clearer.
The Department of Justice and the FBI had options. They didn't have to do the most intrusive, invasive execution to get these documents that are alleged to be highly classified by actually going into Mar-a-Lago.
The agents forced Trump's attorneys to leave the house, turned off all security cameras, and even rummaged through Melania Trump's closet. An early morning shooting leaves six people hospitalized in Memphis.
Memphis police swarmed a Methodist North Hospital just after midnight that reportedly went on lockdown following a shooting that we're told happened near the medical complex, where a silver sedan was left riddled with bullet holes. At least six people, including two teens, hurt, three of them, according to police, who were in a stolen car and now also detained. The investigation ongoing. Memphis police are asking anyone with information related to the shooting to come forward. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A U.S. Senate panel may soon open an investigation of state abortion laws. And Charlie Butts reports the motivation for it comes from false information.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, in her latest rant, cites several examples of women not able to obtain treatment for ectopic pregnancies and miscarriages in states that restrict abortion. Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life Committee tells AFN that falls short of the truth.
Every single state in the country has in their law that treating an ectopic pregnancy or a miscarriage is not an abortion.
She doesn't doubt the extreme cases Warren pointed to, but says the doctors should have known the treatment was legal. At the same time, Warren and other abortion advocates have been spreading false information.
There have been so many lies put out to the general public about abortion, what's going to happen if unborn children are protected by law. It's quite amazing.
Warren and the others claim state pro-life laws will cause women to lose their lives.
A pro-life law that protects unborn children is not going to or should not be endangering her life in any way, because every single law on the books has an exception for life of the mother.
She is hopeful if Warren stages an investigation, experts from pro-life organizations will be called to testify to the truth to dispel the tremendously false information spread by pro-aborts.
The Department of Justice has informed the Southern Baptist Convention they have opened up an investigation related to the sex abuse report from Guidepost Solutions.
The Southern Baptist Convention said Friday it was informed by the U.S. Department of Justice that an investigation had been opened that will include multiple SBC entities, that according to a statement from the denomination. Additional details were not disclosed by either the Justice Department nor the SBC, if in fact it was even told. Southern Baptist pastor Dr. Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas says first and foremost, any sexual abuse connected to the denomination must be rooted out, handed over to the appropriate law enforcement entities, and dealt with by the SBC.
Sexual abuse is horrific. It needs to be investigated, and it needs to be stopped, whatever the cost. There is no First Amendment right in the Constitution for churches to engage in or rationalize sex abuse.
But he says the media, and even some within the denomination, want to make the accusations the second coming of the Catholic abuse scandal.
A lot of people want to try to link this to what happened in the Catholic Church or in the Boy Scouts, where, I mean, there was an attempt to cover up sexual abuse.
And Jeffers says given recent weaponization by the Biden White House, the SBC has to be on guard for an overreach by the DOJ.
Sometimes a legitimate investigation can be the back door to an illegitimate investigation.
Jeffers says a source close to the DOJ tells him the department has been itching to go after churches since at least the Trump administration.
Attorney General Ashcroft said that the whole time he was in office, he had to push back against attempts to investigate churches.
I'm Steve Chortle.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.